Right now, an outbreak of the foodborne parasite Cyclospora has infected people from 4 states, and Wisconsin is being hit the hardest. Health officials have confirmed more than 140 cases of cyclosporiasis. The infections are traced to contaminated Del Monte vegetable trays sold at Quick Trip stores around the state. Del Monte issued a recall for those trays on June 8th. Ryan Wozniak is the Surveillance and Investigation Unit Supervisor with the Bureau of Communicable Diseases at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Well, before we get into the basics of Cyclospora, can you give us a sense of where we are in Wisconsin? It seems like, just from press reports, that it peaked a week or so ago. Are we still seeing new cases?
Yeah, we are still seeing new cases. The number of new cases per day has gone down a bit. And as you know, this is an ongoing investigation, so we are seeing additional cases each day. But currently, and this can be viewed on our website, which you can find at, if you search DHS outbreaks. DHS is for our agency, the Department of Health Services. Our current numbers in Wisconsin related to this outbreak of cyclosporiasis, we have interviewed 133 potential cases, and 122 of those have reported exposure to veggie trays purchased at a Quick Trip location.
Is this concentrated in a part or parts of the state?
No, we're seeing kind of a broad distribution, as would be expected, based on location of these stores across Wisconsin.
Well, tell us a little bit about Cyclospora and the disease it causes. This is a bacteria, right?
Actually, it's a parasite.
A parasite, okay.
That is found in human or primate feces. Often it is spread, not person to person, but is spread when people ingest food or water that is contaminated with human feces or poop. We do not see it. It's not endemic to the U.S. generally. We see it often in other tropical or subtropical countries where we may import produce or usually just it's produce, vegetables, and fruit from other countries that are in subtropical or tropical regions.
So Americans might encounter this, like when you go traveling and people say don't eat the raw vegetables. This is one of the illnesses why we wouldn't want to do that?
Correct. Yep. So it's a travel-related disease, but we also get it when we import produce from these regions.
Let's talk a little bit about the symptoms. If I have this, what am I feeling like?
This is an intestinal parasite that attacks the intestines, so you're going to have potentially frequent watery diarrhea, loss of appetite, stomach cramps, bloating, increased gas, nausea, and fatigue, potentially.
Now, as foodborne illnesses go, nobody wants any of them, but this isn't one of the more dangerous ones. Do I have that right?
Well, yeah, it doesn't typically cause fatalities, but it could possibly. They're all potentially dangerous, but I would say this is not maybe our most dangerous foodborne illness.
What kind of treatment is there if someone's diagnosed with this?
The most common treatment that is prescribed, it's a combination antibiotic. It's known as Bactrim, Septra, or Cotrim. It contains the antibiotics trimethoprim and sulfamethoxazole. Sulfamethoxazole is a sulfonamide antibiotic. Some people do have allergic reactions to that particular drug, so they should consult with their physician if they have that allergy.
Right, I do. For example, I know it's pretty common. Is there a plan B if you can't take the sulfa?
There are some other antibiotics that have shown some efficacy. Those are listed on the CDC website and can also be found on our website. But there haven't been a lot that have been tested extensively and shown efficacy in these against this parasite. But there are some reports of some level of efficacy.
Talking to Ryan Wozniak with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services about this outbreak of cyclospora infections from veggie trays purchased in Wisconsin. Ryan, let's get back to those veggie trays. As far as we know, the contaminated ones, are they out of the system, off the market?
Yes, they were voluntarily recalled when we first started to see a trend here and common exposures among these products.
Now, if I'm shopping, I'm looking at a veggie tray or a vegetable, I'm not going to see anything different about something contaminated with cyclospora, am I?
No, not to the naked eye. You won't notice any difference.
Is there anything a consumer can do? I've been reading rinsing isn't, and I don't know that everybody rinses their veggie trays anyway. Rinsing isn't going to help, right?
Yeah, we always recommend rinsing raw produce or cooking it. Also, if you can't cook it, peel it or wash it in safe water. Do not eat it. You know, we always recommend washing hands also before preparing any food. And as I mentioned, washing fruits and vegetables and scrubbing those that have thicker skins. And also, you should be washing your cutting boards, dishes, utensils, and countertops with soap and hot water, too, to prevent the spread of bacteria or other parasites that might be found on produce.
Right. That's always a good practice, not just for Cyclospora, but Cyclospora is kind of resistant. Rinsing it doesn't necessarily stop it. Is that right?
Well, it helps, but yes, it doesn't necessarily kill. It doesn't kill the parasite completely, but it will significantly reduce the amount that might be present on a surface.
Seems like the best bet would be to not have Cyclospora in the produce at the source, I guess. Is there anything we can do to prevent that?
Well, you know, that's something that, you know, we don't have a role in that as much. It's mostly the Food and Drug Administration that tracks the distribution chain of these materials. Yeah, I guess. And also we have it within Wisconsin, the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection that traces back sources of food that may contain contaminants like this. So, you know, aside from kind of knowing where your produce is grown, and you know, it like I said, for Cyclosporiasis at least, it or Cyclospora, the parasite, it is not endemic to the U.S. So, if you eat more local vegetables, that would protect you from this particular parasite, but not potentially other bacteria or parasites that are endemic to the U.S.
I want to take a step back on foodborne illness because, you know, this time it was veggie trays that's been cantaloupe in the past or romaine lettuce. Can you tell us what kind of detection and warning system is in place here in Wisconsin to spot these things and get the word out?
Sure. Yeah. So we have a pretty robust surveillance system in Wisconsin, and most other states do as well. We, at the state level, we work with our local health departments and labs and clinicians to get the word out. So, for example, we typically, when we get reports of lab positive stool specimens, for example, that come in through our electronic disease reporting system. And once we have positive results, we work with our local health departments and to interview folks that have been tested as positive to get exposure histories for them. And based on that, we look to see if we can identify any commonalities. And once we start to see potentially common exposures, we usually generate an additional follow-up questionnaire to gain more information. And then slowly, it takes usually a couple weeks or so to process all this information. And then we start to see, if we do start to see some commonalities, we start working with our other partners at the Department of Ag, Trade and Consumer Protection, and FDA and CDC, if it's a multi-state outbreak, to try to trace back where the sources may have been of these products and to try to get them off the shelves.
How big a problem is it for you in this kind of work for stuff going on under the radar? Somebody gets this, thinks, oh, I must have ate something bad. It's not bad enough to go to the doctor.
Yeah, it does depend on the severity of the illness, you know, and there are certainly, you know, a number of cases each year that we aren't necessarily able to tie to a particular exposure, or there, if folks do not go and get tested, we don't necessarily find out about it. So, you know, we can only count and track those cases of folks that have seen a physician and been tested.
And what's the best way for consumers to keep track of recalled foods in case they already have it in their fridge?
Yeah. That's another good question. The FDA website has usually a list of recalls. For specific outbreaks, we'll have that also on our website. And CDC also, if it's a multi-state outbreak, we'll have that information on their website as well.
We'll leave it there, Ryan. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Sure. Thank you for having us.
Ryan Wozniak is a supervisor with the Bureau of Communicable Diseases at the Wisconsin Health Department. He was with us to talk about an outbreak of Cyclospora in the state, caused by Del Monte vegetable trays sold at Quick Trip stores.